New on DVD this week is the 2016 sci-fi drama Arrival. The movie is nominated for 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. Film critic Simone Beck takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
There is an argument in the beginning of Arrival between Louise, a linguist, and Ian, a theoretical physicist, in which they argue about the cornerstone of civilization. Louise says it's language, while Ian argues it's science. Ultimately, I think the film's great gift is that it makes an argument for the importance of the humanities. Although ostensibly a movie about aliens, it's really a movie about our tolerance of the unknown, the hope and anxiety of language, and our ultimate desire to be understood. The film's strongest intertextual linkage to me is the Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man. In that episode, the Nanomites, a race of aliens, come to Earth and communicate via telepathy that they have come to aid humanity. They share advanced technologies, transforming deserts into large blossoming fields. Their humanitarian mission seems reified when one of the cryptographers decodes the title of a Nanomite leader's book as To Serve Man. The Nanomites end the Cold War, and humans begin signing up for vacation trips to their home planet. Then, just as Chambers, a senior member of the cryptography staff, is about to board the Nanomite ship, Patty, a junior member of the staff, comes running up to him crying, "Mr. Chambers, don't get on that ship! The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook!" And thus the episode reveals the turn, where it takes something ordinary and makes it extraordinary by using the double meaning of the word serve. While these two stories follow similar openings, they come to startlingly different conclusions. While this may be a 55-year-old plot about the anxieties of communication, it seems no less relevant today. Our ability to communicate seems almost infinite, but for all the still present one-directional radio and television broadcasts and the now nearly ubiquitous platforms for back-and-forth communication via the internet, scientific advancements in communication still doesn't account for understanding. In 1962, in the midst of the Cold War, there were fears about miscommunication leading to nuclear annihilation that the Twilight Zone episode was speaking to. In 2016, Arrival speaks to similar anxieties. The army officials that surround Louise seem to be most worried with the second meaning of to serve, by which the aliens will capture, conquer, and annihilate them. In essence, they seem most worried that the aliens will do to them what they have done to other nations throughout history, or that one of the other countries will pull the trigger and gain the upper hand. But the movie, through Louise, refuses to give up. She refuses to be satisfied with the easy answer, the Twilight Zone answer. The Sanskrit translation for the word war, Louise tells the general, is not a disagreement, but a desire for more cows. True understanding, Louise argues, requires a tolerance for uncertainty. At the end of the film, Louise is rewarded for her hope and perseverance. Her willingness to wade into the unknown leads her to knowledge. And her greatest ally in her journey is Ian, who initially believed that the science was more important than language. The film recognizes that the humanities and the sciences are not enemies, but rather ways of trying to understand the world around us. We need them both, and we must treat our problems as a non-zero-sum game. At a time when our ability to communicate seems to grow ever more accessible, while our ability to understand only seems more inaccessible, there seems no more vital message.
Arrival is available at a movie store near you. It is nominated for 8 Oscars, including Best Picture. Simone Beck is a special contributor to SIU Reviews. You can hear more reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org.